Good morning. It's the 2nd of October. Our New Testament reading today is Galatians 1 and 2. I'm going to read to you from part of an exhortation by Brother Harry Tennant. The title is Christ and... I read, "We have a very disconsolate but vigorous Paul who, under the Spirit, is taking the Galatians to task because they are in danger of losing the truth. Paul says they had adopted another gospel, a hetero gospel, as the original has it, which in fact is not another, since there cannot be any other gospel than the good tidings from God himself. It was a simple but disastrous step they had taken. Some Jews, probably from Jerusalem, who were believers, had persuaded them that it was essential to be circumcised and to keep the law of Moses. This was a very persuasive argument, even though to us it might seem to be almost esoteric. It is this that Paul tackles head on and gives no quarter whatsoever. They are upbraided as foolish Galatians, bewitched, etc. The key verse at the centre of his argument is chapter 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." This is the same as in Acts chapter 15 and verse 10. "Now therefore, why tempt ye God, to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they." This argument, which takes up a great deal of space in the New Testament, might seem very remote from the age in which we live. This is far from the case. It has been relevant in every age. What? Circumcision under law? No. But the error of the principle, which is, you need Christ and to be saved. Sometimes it is put another way round. You need the Bible and. It is true in all kinds of communities. Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists, Roman Catholics, Evangelicals, Christian Scientists, etc. And it could easily happen to us. For example, you must have faith and the Holy Spirit in a particular form in order to be called or to understand the Bible. Or you must have doctrine and particular beliefs about divorce and remarriage, etc. You can think of a dozen other things that it is easy to make into essentials. These are the Bible and Jesus and philosophies. They are not for me. But this is much more insidious than simply looking at doctrine. All of us are ever in danger of the Jesus and point of view. We load our lives with all kinds of impediments which we are not willing to shed. Jesus and our ambitions, Jesus and our money, Jesus and other friends, Jesus and our pride, Jesus and our covetousness. When these things become musts in our lives and displace Jesus only, we are right into Galatians 1 and 2. Paul had learned the lesson in a striking way. Afterwards, there was simply Jesus Christ and him crucified. Nothing more was needed. As we read in Acts 4, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Thank you for listening.